Hello and welcome to the Missouri Beef Industry Council Report. I'm Chuck Zimmerman, and in this program, we're speaking with John Kleibecker, who is a board member for the Missouri Beef Industry Council and attending the Cattle Industry Summer Conference taking place in Denver. John, first of all, just tell us why this summer meeting is being held and what's the kind of business that takes place.
Well, this summer meeting is really important for the beef industry because it's where we review our policies. We also spend time looking at the budget, trying to decide where we're going to focus our monetary efforts for the year in terms of promotion, education, research, and all those kinds of things.
What do you think are some of the key topics that will be faced or dealt with by the producers attending this meeting?
Well, certainly there's going to be a lot of talk about reopening the Canadian border. Of course, there's not a lot that can be done in regard to that one way or the other, but I know that will be discussed quite a bit. And probably how America's beef industry is going to react is going to be one of the topics of conversation. In terms of getting down to business, in terms of promoting beef products here in the United States, though, I know we're going to spend a lot of time in my personal committee focusing on nutrition issues and how the new food guide pyramid is going to incorporate beef in particular, how we want to market that then to our customers. And so there will be quite a diverse array of topics that are under discussion.
With the affirmation by the Supreme Court of the checkoff itself, will this have any impact on the kind of decisions that will be made as you look at future checkoff activity?
Oh, I'm sure there will probably be some things that come out of that that will cause us to look things over more carefully and probably maybe even change our angle just a little bit. But for the most part, I think we're going to be looking at it as business as usual. I know as a Missouri beef producer heading out to represent my fellow beef producers here, I don't intend to change my focus that much over what it was a year ago. You know, we're going to continue to try to do things that will help get more consumers interested in consuming beef, and that's the bottom line.
So as a producer and board member and national committee member, how do you feel about the use of the checkoff dollars that are being invested and the kind of return that they bring back to you as a producer?
I tell you what, the beef checkoff is a critical component of our industry. And, you know, there's been some argument about that over time, but I don't think anybody realized just how important the checkoff has been in terms of promoting the consumption of beef, and especially its health and safety aspects. Shortly after the first case of BSE was discovered, there was a short blip in the market, but American consumers, as a general rule, not only continued their support, but increased their support and consumption of beef. And today we're looking at even better markets than what we had prior to BSE. So I think the checkoff is what has allowed that all to happen.
You mentioned your committee that you're involved in. Which committee is that?
I am on the Food and Nutrition Issues Committee.
So are there some specific projects that you'll be undertaking, committee-driven, if you will, or overseeing, that'll be new in this coming year?
We're going to continue our focus on the latest USDA guidelines, food and nutrition guidelines, as well as the food pyramid that was redone this last year. And so from that standpoint, probably nothing real new, but just trying to take, again, a good close look at how the beef industry wants to interrelate with those two things and what the ramifications are for our industry.
Thank you very much, John Kleibecker, who is a board member with the Missouri Beef Industry Council. And with this report, I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.